some more. So here we have two traditional red phone boxes in the centre of Brighton have been transformed and given a new lease of life. There's a pair of them in New Road opposite the Theatre Royal, and they're opening as ice cream and coffee kiosks. While a percentage of the profits will be given to local homeless charities, the boxes are the first of 300 to be opened across the country. Simon Jenkins is there. Do you have coffee in hand?
I have had coffee in hand this morning, I have to say, and very nice it was too. I didn't actually go down the ice cream route, for even for me, 7:25 in the morning is a bit too early, Danny. But yeah, the iconic red phone boxes, designed, of course, by Sir John Soane, or who designed the Bank of England. And effectively, if you look at that and look at the phone boxes, you can see how they originated all those 220 years ago, I think it is now, that design. And of course, seen up and down length and breadth of this country. But in recent years, of course, with the advent of mobile phones and other technology. When was the last time you used one? I was trying to think. I think it's about 10 years ago when I left my mobile at home. So, unfortunately, even though they're in high-profile places, no one actually uses them to make a call. So, this company, Thinking Outside the Box, which is a charitable trust, has decided we can make a business out of this, with some of the profits going to a homeless charity. And I caught up with Eddie Otterwell from the company a bit earlier on to have a closer look. Eddie, here we are in the real centre of Brighton, just opposite at the Theatre Royal, steeped in history, next to the pavilion, steeped in even more history. And here we've got two iconic red telephone boxes. However, there's a bit of a difference to them, isn't it? Tell me about that.
Well, we came up with an idea about just over 2.5 years ago. Me and Steve, business partner, in regards to turning these boxes into something from being dead and not used anymore into something that could be profitable and also go to local causes in the area.
And you say not used anymore. Is that true? No one's using them?
No one's using them at all. There's a certain criteria with BT, and if they're not used after a certain period of time, then they're deemed as non-profitable.
Okay, well, let's have a look a bit closer. We open up the door, and inside is, well, it looks like a very flash coffee machine. Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is. It's a coffee machine, fridge, lattes, frappuccinos, cappuccinos, you name it. We've got it, and Ashley's here to serve it.
And, petite and bijou, isn't it? Probably make a lot of money if it was a flat, but you're using every bit of space here, right?
Well, I'm used to living in England, so, you know, everything's petite and bijou, so it works for me. So, yeah, everything works exactly like it should, just on a miniature level, and I have everything I need.
Right, okay.
And, yeah, I just managed to serve out of the phone box.
And you're using every bit of space. We've got cups stored on the right-hand side. At eye level, that's the actual coffee machine itself.
Yep.
And then down below, is that
a
fridge?
My little fridge. I've got all my stock supplies down here. I've got spare everything. Anything you'd need, really, is all just here.
Wow. You have utilised it really, really well. I mean, are these going to be the only ones in the country?
No, we've got these two in New Road in Brighton. We've got two by the Palace Pier in Brighton, which you've now got A1 planning consent for.
All the beans are being done, aren't they? Oh, lovely. Carry on, sorry. My attention slipped.
We've also just been given consent in Plymouth, Nottingham, and we're waiting on Leicester, Edinburgh, Birmingham, Westminster, Chelsea. The list goes on. And we've been working in conjunction with Marlborough Architects, who've submitted the plans for these all across the country, and we're looking to roll out around about 300 sites in total.
Really?
That's the planning with BT, yeah.
And this one, I can't let it go. Ashley, this one's got ice cream written on it? Seriously?
Yeah, we've got ice cream in this one. We also have served cookies, and we have lots of different coolies and sauces for the ice cream and everything, so it's very posh.
Wonderful. And just finally, there is a charitable side to this. Tell me about that.
Well, Thinking Outside the Box is teamed up with Friends First in Brighton,
yep,
and Connections in Westminster. And what happens, 10% of any purchase at each box goes towards the local charity for rough sleepers and homeless, getting people back into society on a local level. So the funds stay in Brighton, as it were, but spent in Brighton.
And that's apposite, isn't it? Because just a few feet away from us, we've seen evidence of that, and you do see it in every city, people who are down on their luck.
Yes, absolutely.
In, you know, what is a lovely vista here, isn't it? But absolutely, for some people, their life isn't as good, is it?
No, we're very lucky, and, you know, it's not one time to make a change, you know. Things are on the up, and let's make a difference for people, you know.
How's the coffee coming on?
I'm just setting the grind, everything. I'll get you a cup in a second.
Was the coffee any good, Simon Jenkins?
Oh, yeah, of course it was, Sally. Yeah. And I think the most impressive thing, I think you alluded to it earlier on, is just the wonderful use of space. Every inch of that phone box was used in some shape or form. Really, really efficient. And coffee was lovely as well. So great charity. Let's see how it goes.
Natty idea. Whether we need another place where you can buy coffee in the city of Brighton Hove is another question. But a really thoughtful use of those old red phone boxes. Thanks, Simon. Speak to you a bit later on. 7:32 on BBC.